17-year-old Jareel Osorio passed away Thursday, a week after being shot at a party in downtown Syracuse. The police department has a few suspects and believes it was a multiple shooter, gang-related incident. Various social media posts suggest the organizers of the party told the police the gathering was a Black Lives Matter rally. SPD Chief Kenton Buckner says while the responding officers acted appropriately, some may feel like they're walking on eggshells.
Every television that you turn on, there is criticism of the police department, and rightly so. But to say that, are they thinking about, I'll be accused of doing this because the party is predominantly minorities? Of course you're thinking it. Also somewhat maybe second guessing ourselves.
The eight other people that were shot are expected to make full recoveries. Mayor Ben Walsh also announced the formation of a Columbus Circle Action Group. They're reevaluating the statue in downtown Syracuse. Walsh says maintaining the status quo in Columbus Circle is not acceptable.
I have real concerns with the message that having that statue in the center of our community, what message that sends. To tear down the statue is easy. Educating and healing a community, that's the hard work, and that's what we need to be focused on.
A protest will be held calling for the removal of the statue. Either way, Walsh says Columbus Circle will be a learning site, which will display the genocide of Native Americans. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.